let's explore some more. Back to On the Map with Dave Plyer.
All right, whether you're celebrating Easter or Passover or just the return of nice weather this spring in Chicago, there are restaurants offering special meals and holiday dishes. Steve Crano from Choose Chicago, ChooseChicago.com, has all the details. Good evening, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
You are always the most informed guy when it comes to all this. So let's first kick off things and talk about the Easter brunches and dinners that the restaurants in Chicagoland are featuring this weekend.
Absolutely. So for Easter brunch highlights, you know, places like the I.O. Godfrey Hotel has beautiful restaurant space. They'll be offering family-friendly buffet, omelet stations, the whole Easter brunch shebang. Other places to highlight, Adorn Bar and Restaurant. It's a little bit more of an elegant touch. Definitely a great place for Easter.
Where's that?
Brunch, dinner. Adorn is also downtown.
Okay.
And then some places like Carnival, maybe a more Latin-style brunch and dinner options for Easter. Another great one is Chef Art Smith's reunion out at Navy Pier, if you want to take in the warmer weather that we're experiencing. Hopefully it lasts through the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just at the Bellevue for dinner a couple of weeks ago. It's a beautiful place. It's where Tavern on Rush used to be. I know they relocated at this point, but
Bellevue, just across the street, though.
Is it really? Yeah. But they've got a really nice brunch buffet as well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, like really elegant interior and design, just a gorgeous place for a Sunday brunch.
Prime and Provision Steakhouse, another place been to many times. I know they have this Ferris wheel in there. They've had it for years of these like rotating desserts on there, but their brunch is pretty expansive.
You know, I've never been to that one, but I've heard great things.
Yeah, they've got made-to-order breakfast stuff. They got a carving station. They got this massive seafood bar. They do a really nice job. Alpana, and many people might know her from Check Please back in the day. She has a place, and she's got some items she's featuring as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, she's got the goat cheese, apricot glazed ham, blueberry cheesecake, French toast, all kinds of good stuff. But there's also things you can do besides just hitting a restaurant. It's taking a city cruise. Talk a little bit about what they offer.
Sure. So many cruise operators in Chicago. You can do an architecture boat tour along the river through First Lady Cruises and the Chicago Architecture Center. You could do a lakeside cruise. Again, hopefully the nice weather holds out through the weekend and people will be out on the water enjoying the spring weather.
Yeah, City Cruises himself has a Easter themed cruise. Buffet, dinner, bottomless mimosas, live DJ entertainment. So if you really want to celebrate Easter, that's the place to go as well. Chicago Firehouse, let's talk about what they're doing.
Chicago Firehouse, I am unaware of their specials. What do they got?
They have got lobster bisque, lamb chops, brown sugar ham, and I guess the Easter Bunny is making an appearance there as well. Rosebud's got a lot as well. So does Duck Duck Goat, Heritage Restaurant and Caviar Bar. Let's talk about Passover specials in Chicago. Last week in a Passover, let's go through the list here and talk about what they're featuring that's on your website here.
Sure. Maybe just a few top line to highlight. Beatrix has multiple locations in the kind of a greater central business district area in River North, Streeterville, The Loop, and Fulton Market. And Beatrix is offering a Passover dinner with, you know, dine-in and carry-out options if you want to take it home, maybe get something for the whole family. You know, house-made matzo ball crackers and soups, roasted chicken, all the, like, potato pancakes, the full menu. A bit more upscale is going to be an option, Emma, in River North. It's a Mediterranean restaurant. They're kind of like California Mediterranean style, is very much in line with a traditional Passover menu, and they'll have lots of specials there. And then if folks are just looking for catering to, you know, bring home, Manny's Cafeteria and Deli.
Oh, man.
Never go wrong with
so
a
good
classic Jewish-style deli. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I know. That's we just hit it there the other day and got some great sandwiches and stuff. Joe's Seafood Prime and Stone Crab, and that's one of my favorite places for anything, for celebrations, for birthdays, whatever, but or just going for dinner. But they've got a nice little lineup for Passover as well, matzo ball soup, flourless chocolate cake. Goddess and the Grocer. That's one people might not know about, a little bit of a sleeper, but they have great sandwiches and so forth every day, but they've got some features as well.
Yeah, absolutely, especially if you're looking to prepare a meal at home. They'll have you covered with the matzo ball soup, the gefilte fish, all the thick things like horseradish and beet puree, all that stuff. You can get it all at the Goddess and the Grocer.
All right. What else is going on at Choose Chicago? What else are you guys focusing on these days?
We are coming up on Expo Chicago Week next week. So the art world is definitely top of mind for us. Expo Chicago, for folks who don't know, is a contemporary art fair that has really been connecting Chicago to the global contemporary art scene for over a decade. It's an incredible event happening out at Navy Pier. There's a big public opening on Thursday. Great place to go and just, really immerse yourself in local and global contemporary art. Everything, from like $500 or $1,000 pieces to pieces that are going to end up being sold for multiple millions of dollars. So it's a really unique event.
Go ahead, please.
No, yeah. And this weekend is also a great time to get out and hit the museums. You know, the Art Institute has a new exhibit featuring Frida Kahlo's pieces from a short time when she was living in Paris. And she befriended Mary Reynolds, who is a Chicagoan and collector and patron of the arts living in France. She had a very large collection of surrealist pieces. So that's in an exhibit at the Art Institute. And something to look forward to in the near future, Intuit,
I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're opening in a new permanent space. So they're the Institute for Outsider Art. And just very much looking forward to seeing their new permanent museum.
Very cool. Steve Crano, Choose Chicago, ChooseChicago.com. Thanks, Steve. Enjoy the weekend, pal.
Thanks, Dave. You do the same.